A majority of Americans are bracing for the possibility of a politically fired civil war. And more than half are already stockpiling food and other essential items to survive and fight back. In the survey, 61% said the United States is nearing a second civil war, including a shocking 41% who strongly agree. 52% are so convinced that it's just around the corner, at or after Election Day, that they are putting away food and other essentials. This is a historic expansion of the prepper movement that has been going on for years. The author of the poll said, "The single most frightening poll result I've ever been associated with." If you look at these things, do you plan to stockpile or have you already stockpiled food or other essential goods in anticipation of social unrest tied to the election and or resurgence of COVID-19 in the coming months? 52% said yes, 48% said no. That's remarkable. Among those who plan to have stockpile, which of the following is your primary reason for stockpiling? 58% said a resurgence of COVID-19. 23% say unrest tied to the election. 19% say social unrest tied to racial concerns. So 42% are saying politically. If you look at the, if you break people down into somewhat liberal, somewhat conservative, moderate, et cetera, et cetera. Moderates, I'm concerned the U.S. could be on the verge of another civil war. Moderates, 34%.
Believe civil war is coming.
Yes. Somewhat conservative, 35%. Somewhat liberal, 33%.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very liberal, 52%. Very conservative, 52%. I think the moderates, I hope the moderates are right. Unfortunately, the moderates are not the ones that are dictating policies. It's all coming from the extreme. And so I think moderates are probably hanging out with somewhat conservative, somewhat liberal, and they're just having, I mean, this is why when you're not on social media and you're not watching the news, you're fine. You're fine. Because you're, for one reason, you're not part of the being fed a constant stream of one thing or another, but also because you're not really informed on what is really going on. Those who are paying attention, but also those who know that we're going to come to blows because we don't have a middle anymore. As I wrote in one of my last books, what is our unum? E pluribus unum, from many, one. There is no one anymore. We don't agree on capitalism. We don't agree on principles. We don't even agree on what racism even is anymore. Half of us believe that, I shouldn't say this, I think 80% of us believe that you're not born a racist, maybe 90%, but 10 to 20% absolutely believe that you're born as a racist. I mean, if you're white, that's insanity. How does a country come back together when you don't have a set of principles? We don't even have a set of truths that we hold self-evident. I would be part of those people who are preparing for disruptions. If you'd like to know how to prepare, you can go to my front page, glennbeck.com. And I have a whole list that I wrote this summer that'll get you started. How to prepare for the Marxist uprising or any kind of panic or disruption that we may be facing. GlennBeck.com. Go there now.
Just about a week ago, Anderson Cooper hosted Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, who warned that a second American Civil War was coming. A shocked Anderson Cooper said, "Do you really believe this?" And he said, "Yes." Anderson said, "I can't believe we're having this conversation." Now, this guy's not some fringe lunatic. He's not some conspiracy theory tin hat guy. He's a writer for the New York Times who actually talks about how he himself has covered civil war. And this subject has come up time and time again. Now, a lot of people like to make jokes and make memes. They say, why does Tim Pool keep talking about civil war? To be fair, I've done about 5,800 videos in the past several years. No joke. And only a small handful of them have ever talked about civil war. But I'm not just making it up. There are several polls emerging suggesting that people are actually scared a civil war is coming. The election is going to be disputed. I think everyone agrees at least on that. According to Thomas Friedman, he says it's not a question of if, we will have a disputed election. And Donald Trump refuses to say there will be a peaceful transfer of power. But it was the Democrats that changed how we're handling the vote. It's the Democrats who advocated for mail-in ballots, which are completely broken. A new story coming out shows that in Maryland, stories are emerging of people going around illegally collecting ballots, just like we saw from Project Veritas, suggesting that something dirty, malicious, nefarious is underway. The Atlantic recently wrote a story that said civil war is here. No joke. By all means, you can get mad at me and you can call me crazy for even suggesting it. But I'm not here to tell you that civil war is guaranteed. In fact, I'm here to talk about what might actually happen, be it a civil war, social unrest, and how people are feeling about it. It's not just me. It's not just regular people. It's the New York Times. It's CNN. And even today, a best of post on Reddit suggested Trump will use the Proud Boys to engage in a night of long knives. If you're not familiar, that was when the Nazis went around killing their political rivals. Now, that to me sounds unhinged. That's not going to happen. The Proud Boys don't do that. But people believe it. And unfortunately, it's not about what's true. It's about how people feel. And if you have two factions increasingly worried about the other side getting violent and people start stockpiling weapons and food, then eventually there could be a spark that truly does ignite some kind of hot civil war. For the longest time, people have suggested we are already in a civil war, but it's a cold civil war, a battle between two factions over a government, and they're doing it through non-traditional means, anti-democratic means. I think it's fair. The right says Obamagate, the left says Trump is Russian, and no one's going to back down. So let's go through the story and see exactly what Thomas Friedman had to say and why Anderson Cooper and CNN was putting out a message of a second American civil war. There's a very simple reason for it. And it's, of course, to help Joe Biden. We'll get to that. But before we get started, head over to timcast.com/donate if you would like to support my work. There are many ways you can give, but the best thing you can do is share this video. A lot of people like to make memes. Tim Pool talking about civil war. By all means, again, criticize me. I'm fine with it. I think the memes are actually really hilarious. But I think if CNN, the New York Times, The Atlantic, and many other outlets are talking about a civil war coming, then we need to have a rational discussion. If you think I'm bringing a rational discussion to the table, then please consider sharing this video to help support the channel. Otherwise, you know, look, word of mouth is how I grow on the internet. I'm not going to compete with the likes of CNN unless you think I should. Here's the story from Mediaite. You really believe that? Anderson Cooper stunned when Tom Friedman predicts America on the brink of potential second civil war. Cooper introduced his Thursday segment with Friedman of the New York Times to discuss President Donald Trump's recent comments in which he would not commit to the peaceful transfer of power after the election. Friedman called Trump's comments stunning and surprising and added, "You know, I began my career as a journalist covering Lebanon's second civil war in its history, and I'm terrified to find myself ending my career as a journalist covering America's potential second civil war in its history." You really believe that? Asked an astonished Cooper, quote, "I think what happened in the last few days is a 6-alarm fire," said Friedman, adding that he thought the danger rose to a level of DEFCON 5, an apparent error. Basically, what they say is DEFCON 1 is actually like the really, really bad part, and DEFCON 5 is actually a low thing. So they think Friedman was trying to say it's DEFCON 1. It's like the worst it could be. He said, quote, "The president of the United States has told us either I win the election or I delegitimize the election. Those are your choices, folks." Friedman continued, accusing Trump of trying to break people's will. He's trying to get people to say, what the heck? He wants it so bad, just give it to him. Friedman also called the situation terrifying and the most frightening moment in my life, because Trump is backed by a state-owned network, an apparent reference to Fox News. And because the Republican Party has become basically a political brothel that rents itself out by the night to whoever will energize its base. Funny thing is, I could say the exact same thing about the Democratic Party, them entertaining the far left. In fact, it really does feel like everything the left does, they accuse the right of doing. I mean, take a look at the whole Proud Boys narrative. Antifa is going around smashing things up for 127 nights, riots across the country. But it's the Proud Boys. It's the right-wing militias that haven't done anything for the most part. There have been incidents here or there, but it's been Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Yet they will tell you it's Trump. Quote, this is a party that went into its convention with no platform, just basically said whatever Trump wants, we want, Friedman pointed out. And if you're not frightened now, if you are not terrified for what could happen, it's not we might have a disputed election. It is we are going to have a disputed election almost certainly, unless Trump wins, in which case I shudder to think what 4 more years of this would be like. Interesting. You may recall I covered a story about war games put on by John Podesta, Democrats, and Never Trumper Republicans. In it, John Podesta suggested that the Democrats would not allow Biden to concede and would encourage the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington, to secede from the Union. It's really interesting to me that this story actually got published the actual story was the Boston Globe. The New York Times wrote about it. Yet they would suggest Donald Trump is the one who's threatening a second civil war or refusing to give up power. Hillary Clinton said Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. So here we go. It's obvious, isn't it? This guy, I don't know if he actually believes there's going to be a second civil war. You know what he's saying? If Trump wins, unless Joe Biden, well, actually, this is really weird. He says we're going to have a disputed election unless Trump wins because Trump will accept victory and Joe Biden won't fight back. That's really strange, then, that he would suggest a civil war is possible if in this segment, which he says, go vote for Joe Biden, right? Okay, if that's the case, wouldn't voting for Joe Biden lead us to that civil war? Wouldn't it be better for Trump to at least have 4 years and then calmly walk away? Or is he suggesting that Trump will never leave, that he'll amend the Constitution and he'll get another term and another term? Now, that is increasingly unhinged. He's telling us to vote for Joe Biden, but also telling us that will lead to civil war. I don't know if that's a good idea. It doesn't really make sense. Friedman continued his excoriation of the GOP. When you have a president without shame, backed by a party without spine, amplified by a network without integrity, and by social networks that are marinated in conspiracy theories, behind whom are a lot of armed people. If you are not frightened by this, you are not paying attention. The only thing you can do, he says, is vote for Joe Biden. Sure. But let's walk through this, for instance. If you've got, what does he say? You have a president without shame. I mean, to be honest, I think Trump really doesn't have that, you know, doesn't have shame. I think he's just a bit too arrogant. But he says a party without a spine. What, the Democrats giving in to the far left? That sounds like spineless to me. A network without integrity. You mean like MSNBC that's propping up the Russiagate narrative for 3 years? That was completely fake. And social networks marinated in conspiracy theories and a lot of armed people. You've got Antifa far leftists. You've got their left-wing militias. They're armed. Not nearly as armed as the right, for sure. But they're pushing out ridiculous conspiracy theories as well. Therein lies the main problem. It's not a left versus right. It's not like the left is the threat or the right is the threat. The fact is both sides view each other with distrust. Both tribes don't like each other. Of course, I know where, you know, many of the people who watch me stand. We're all very fairly moderate. There's a mix for the most part, as much as many of the left don't want to accept it. And I know that I'm more likely to lean in a moderate position towards the right simply because they've been calm and rational for the most part. I think Donald Trump's peace agreements and some of the things he's done has been fine. And I don't think the sky is falling. I don't think Trump is like the reincarnation of some, you know, dictator from days long since past. It's ridiculous. But the left does. And many on the right feel that way of the left. If there are tribes that are becoming increasingly polarized and hate each other, then maybe we are on the verge of seeing some kind of civil war. But let's go through some details. Now, the reason I started thinking about this and looking at it, I know I've talked about it quite a bit, is because this morning I saw this poll on a Newsweek article. How concerned are you about the potential of a civil war in America? They say very concerned, 39%. Somewhat concerned, 30%. Only a little concerned, 17%. Now, this is not a good poll. There's no option for not concerned at all. But 39% are very concerned and 30% are somewhat concerned. So These are ones, these are definitively in a worldview that a civil war is potentially coming, or they're worried about it. That's 69% of the vote. Only a little concerned, 17%. I assume those who don't think there's a problem at all probably voted in that category. But this is not a good, barometer for whether or not people actually care or are worried about a civil war, because it's not a scientific poll. I only find this particular poll interesting is because it was on a Newsweek article and I was asked to give my thoughts on it. So I saved it. But take a look at this story from the DC Examiner. 61% say United States on the verge of civil war. 52% already preparing. A majority of Americans are bracing for the possibility of a politically fired civil war. And more than half are already stockpiling food and other essential items to survive and fight back, according to a new survey shared with Secrets. In the survey, 61% said the United States is nearing a second civil war, including a shocking 41% who strongly agree with that assessment. It's worse than that. Now, they're going to say that 52% are so convinced that they're starting to prep. That's not necessarily true. We'll break this down. It's actually around maybe like 24 or 25% that are stockpiling because of social unrest due to race or due to the election. But check this out. Only, what is that? I believe it says 21%. It could be more. 23%, I'm sorry, strongly disagree with the notion that we're on the verge of a civil war. 61% believe that we are either somewhat or strongly agree we're on the, we are on the verge of a civil war. But 16% somewhat disagree. You know what that mean? You know what that means, somewhat disagree? It means they still think that they only somewhat disagree. Like, that means they partly agree, right? Somewhat disagree would imply that they probably think there is some potential for violence. Not really a civil war, though, but that's me making an assumption. What's interesting is the prepping. You know, a lot of people dragged me earlier in the year because I promoted food buckets. That's right. Emergency food bins. They last 30 days. They last 25 years, but they're good. It's 30 days of food. And I think that's silly because sometimes it rains, you know, sometimes it'll rain and there'll be floods. Power lines will go down and you can't get to the store to get food. So it makes sense to me to have some dry food saved along with some extra water and a first aid kit. Why wouldn't you have those things? I don't know. I think it's weird. But a lot of other people agreed. They went out and bought supplies, and 52% of people said they are stockpiling. They're stockpiling anticipation for disruptions. But 58% of that group, of the 52, said it was because of COVID. So to be fair, they're not all freaking out about civil war. But you have 23% and 19% who are suggesting there's going to be social unrest, and so they're trying to prepare for it. Now I bring you to the Atlantic. You see, as I mentioned, there are a lot of memes about Tim Pool and the Civil War, and I find them actually be quite funny. I actually appreciate that people think that much about me to bring it up. But I'm sorry, man, I didn't invent the idea. So you can call me crazy for talking about it, but if you do, then you need to talk to The Atlantic, CNN, The New York Times, and a bunch of other outlets who keep bringing this up. The Atlantic has a story. A pro-Trump militant group has recruited thousands of police, soldiers, and veterans. An Atlantic investigation reveals who they are and what they might do on election day. It must be shocking to the average person when The Atlantic publishes this. "Let's not F around," he said. "We've descended into civil war." Interesting. So The Atlantic is telling people that right-wing groups are arming, stockpiling, and preparing for a civil war. It doesn't matter what's true. It matters what people believe is true. And I hate to say it, but that's just the way the world works. If leftists are reading this and they fear that right-wing militia groups are stockpiling and arming up, well, then they'll do it too. There have been record gun sales. There have been record ammunition sales. And ammo is hard to come by right now. So yeah, people are getting ready, and it's not just the right. Take a look at what they say. Editor's note. After the story was sent to the press for the November issue of The Atlantic, Donald Trump was asked in the debate, blah, blah, blah. You know what he was asked, because we talked about it. He was asked about the Proud Boys. He was asked about white supremacy, which he said, sure, he would denounce. And then Joe Biden said, what about the Proud Boys? He said, Proud Boys. So Donald Trump said, stand back and stand by. Stand back and stand by. Now, what do you think these leftists and regular, I should just say leftists think when they hear this? They think something entirely crazy. And I will show you a best of post on Reddit. This means that people saw this comment and they upvoted it and awarded it so much they considered it to be a best of Reddit. One of the best comments ever made, in which this guy says, the testing of the waters was done in Germany Every failure of the checks and balance emboldened someone seeking power. The peak before S got bad in Germany was the Night of the Long Knives. Are you familiar with the Night of the Long Knives? That was when the Nazis went and executed a bunch of their political rivals to allow them to seize power in the country. This best of post on one of the most prominent social media sites in the world, on a comment that reached the front page of this site that gets billions of views, said, "I am genuinely terrified Trump will use the Proud Boys to do this here amid the confusion of the election. After this point, there is no democracy. It's a dictatorship. If you are paying attention to the rest of the world, it's itching for a big war again, but there are nukes now. Vote like the world depends on it, because it does. It effing does." Now that is unhinged. I think Proud Boys fighting with Antifa in the street, a civil war does not make. Okay, so y'all need to calm down. My concern more has to do with Russiagate and Obamagate. Ah, that's right. Both conspiracy theories, but one seems to be more likely to be true, and that's Obamagate. We have evidence to suggest that people who worked for the intelligence agencies and the Obama administration were trying to sabotage Donald Trump. I'm sorry, that's just, there's a ton of evidence. I'm not saying it's definitive. I'm saying evidence suggests. In fact, we recently saw a letter published that said intelligence gathering revealed a potential that Hillary Clinton was trying to frame Donald Trump as an asset of Russia to get the news cycle off her emails. This information was presented to James Comey, then director of the FBI, who apparently ignored it and carried on with this ridiculous investigation for years, which, of course, as you know, Mueller found no evidence of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. But here we can see two powerful and prominent factions fighting for control of this government. In fact, as I mentioned, John Podesta, never Trump or Republican, suggesting the West Coast should secede before Biden ever concedes to Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton said he shouldn't. I now bring you to CNN once again. Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who is a senator, claiming that Vladimir Putin is a surrogate of Donald Trump's campaign, and that with Donald Trump out sick from COVID, Putin would step in and up his efforts to get Donald Trump the win. How do you reason with people who either think the U.S. is a slavocracy like the 1619 Project, or who think that we are being owned by the Russians? I don't know. I really don't. So maybe the reason people are stockpiling is because they want to be left alone. They're worried there's going to be a civil war or social unrest, and they want to have nothing to do with it. That's why I say, when I talk about a second civil war, I'm not suggesting the states will align and National Guard will be fighting National Guard and there'll be two factions marching in the street. I'm suggesting that there could be 100 people fighting in Washington, D.C. It could be Democrat loyalists. It can be Trump loyalists. I don't know what would happen or who would win. But I can tell you right now, people are jumping for joy over Trump getting sick. How vile and evil to get joy from the suffering of others. Good Morning Britain viewers slam Dominic West for telling Kate Garraway he jumped for joy over Trump's COVID diagnosis, despite her husband Derek battling the disease. They're quite literally wishing for Trump's death. A lot of them are. And so I have to wonder, if these people exist, what's the real threat level? Are these people willing to support some kind of extremist action when they cheer for this stuff? And I'm not going to get too much into it because I don't want to even entertain the conversation, but there are some crazy people threatening some crazy things. I'm going to make sure I leave the president out of that conversation, but I think you understand what I'm saying when I show you this from Forbes. Some business leaders should face a firing squad. Former Twitter CEO Dick Costolo suggests an angry tweet. Dick Costolo, he was the CEO of Twitter, and he said, "Me first capitalists who think you can separate society from business are going to be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. I'll happily provide video commentary." Now that is over the line. Dick Costolo, I believe, is a comedian in some capacity. Like, he wrote, I think, for Silicon Valley. I don't know a lot about it. I'm hoping it was meant to be a bad joke. I don't think it matters, though. Like I said, he may be making a joke, but we're at a point where people take everything very, very seriously. And if people are wishing death upon the president, and people have broached threats of violence and celebration of death and grave dancing, I'm fearful of what it means when these people say things like this and what that would encourage people to do. But I am also worried what happens with the right. Now, listen, I can criticize The Atlantic for claiming, oh, the Oath Keepers are going to come out and do all these things and they're riling up the left. I think what we're really seeing from the New York Times, Thomas Friedman, and CNN's, oh no, a civil war is coming, is that they're trying to scare you into voting for Joe Biden. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, the end is nigh, they say. Oh, the right-wing militias. But it's really weird because they're saying if Trump loses, the civil war happens. So are they encouraging you not to vote at all? So to avoid the conflict? I honestly have no idea. But right-wing groups aren't coming out simply because the left is saying crazy things. They're coming out because the Democrats have done crazy things to our elections, and now election integrity is gone. Thomas Friedman is right. There will be a disputed election. It's not a question. Warning, as people going door to door to illegally collect voting ballots in Maryland. Now, this to me is truly what's scary. We saw it with Project Veritas in Minneapolis, collecting the ballots, saying they're blank and they're getting paid to do it. Maybe they're not blank, but maybe we are seeing illegal ballot harvesting in other states. And when you combine this with a story about, you know, Pennsylvania, where they said you can't disqualify a vote simply because a signature doesn't match, then I am very much worried. Very, very much worried. People are going to be cheating. And it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 people. It doesn't matter if it's one vote or 10,000 votes. It matters that one story emerges. Impropriety. The right says, we will not accept the results. The left says, you're cheating. We won. No one will believe it. And then what? I don't know. It may just be all ridiculous. And that's where I want to end off on. I don't know if there's going to be a second civil war. And I think it's funny. The left is like, Tim Pool keeps talking about it. Well, keep talking about it because the media keeps bringing it up. Because I was given a poll on a Newsweek article. It's mainstream media, man. What am I supposed to say? Anderson Cooper, CNN, had a guy on saying it's going to happen. I'd like to push back against that. You need to realize Donald Trump just might win. And the New Republic understands this. They say the ridiculous wargaming of the 2020 election. Trump's opponents are so concerned that he might steal the election, they have forgotten to worry that he might simply win it. It may all just be screeching into the wind. At the end of the day, I think there will be a disputed election, but it might just go to the Supreme Court. In which case, chill, y'all. The Supreme Court's going to resolve it. And I know Trump basically, look, the conservatives are dominating the Supreme Court. Right now, they're trying to, you know, postpone Amy Coney Barrett's hearing because of COVID, even though they do hearings remotely anyway. So it's kind of dumb, but they're trying. Look, conservatives dominate the Supreme Court. It may be then they rule in favor of Trump in any disputed election. More importantly, Donald Trump is in the seat of power. That means if any real dispute happens, Trump is in control of law enforcement and the military. I know the left controls communications, but I think Trump would maintain control in some capacity. And that, look, with the White House, any real dispute, I think Trump is going to win it. It's only his first term. But the reality is the Democrats are ignoring. Look, Trump just might win. NBC News says Trump is winning the voter registration battle against Biden in key states. It may not be enough to erase the former VP's polling lead, but could boost the president if the race tightens. Trump could just win, man. And maybe all of this posturing and screeching is really going to hurt them in the long run, because instead of focusing on ways to win, they have Biden hiding in the basement and they're claiming the end is nigh on CNN and the New York Times and The Atlantic. I don't know where the conservatives are at in terms of talking about civil war. I mean, the DC Examiner put up the article as well. So it certainly seems to be a prominent mainstream narrative that we are dangerously close to some kind of legit civil war. I certainly hope we aren't. And I want to end by saying de-escalate. I in no way want any of this to happen. I think it's ridiculous. And many leftists are like, Tim is trying to fan the flames and encourage it. Absolutely not. Quite the opposite. I imagine most of the people who are watching this right now want to be left alone and won't go out and engage in any kind of conflict. And that's my message to everybody. Prepare yourselves for the worst, because sometimes floods happen. Sometimes hurricanes happen. But don't go out and engage in violence or anything like that. Stand down and let law enforcement do their job. That's what Trump said when he was trying to clean up his quote. I don't know what we can expect to happen. I don't know who's right. And maybe they're really suggesting that, look, unless Trump wins, there will be a civil war. And maybe Trump should just win. Fine, whatever. But they're still telling us to go out and vote for Biden. I'm not going to do that. I'm not giving the keys back to the establishment. So I guess we could only wait and see how it plays out. I'll leave it there. Next segment is coming up at youtube.com/TimCastNews at 6 p.m. Thanks for hanging out. and I will see you all then.